I almost don't want to talk about the rain that's forecasted for Tuesday. That's almost a sure sign that you're going to deter it.
Yeah.
By counting on it.
Please go wash your car this weekend.
Oh, yes. Exactly. Oh, how nice will that be to get it? It's been, I know you guys,
week ago Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got nothing.
4:30 in the morning.
West.
Woke us up.
Yeah, yeah.
Came blowing through. And y'all didn't get a drop.
Not a drop. Not a drop. The dust lingers. A quad will go down the road, and it'll be there for 20 minutes, just the cloud of dust.
I wonder if that has to do with the big spike in Valley Fever that they're seeing right
now.
Oh,
very, very possible. Yeah. It travels on dust particles.
Oof, yeah. Man.
It'll be nice to get a little washing. It's been, I guess, since August that we really got our last.
I think it was August 10th.
I was
going to
say
the last measurable rain.
The monsoon hit hard and heavy in July in about the first week or 10 days of August, and then it just quit. Yeah.
Mm. Well, let's get to Margaret and see how we can help
Hi.
Her this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. How can we help you?
Hi. Yes. Daughter lives in Gilbert. She planted an orange tree. I think it's a miniature type, and an apricot tree 3 years ago. And they don't know what to do. So I don't think they have fertilized it. Neither have they watered properly. But I'm not an expert, so I want your opinion. Because so far, after 3 years, they only have one orange and no apricot. Period.
Hmm. Well, one orange in 3 years might not be too abnormal. It takes citrus several years to really start producing good. But the apricot should have probably started a little bit. They need to fertilize three times a year. One is coming up.
What do
up.
They use, though? What fertilize?
Well, use a good citrus-type fertilizer or a good, if you want to do an organic feeding, the Farm's Choice has a good chicken-based fertilizer, chicken dehydrated chicken manure. It works real well. Organo makes good citrus food. Fertilome makes a good citrus food. So there's three good choices for you there. Farm's Choice, Organo, and Fertilome that are all you're in Gilbert. You could find those at either A&P or Treeland Nurseries.
Okay. So how 3 times a year, how about watering though?
Well, watering it's going to vary from time of year. Right now, an established tree probably should be able to go a couple of weeks between good, deep, slow waterings. You need to water long enough to get the water down a couple, 3 feet deep. Tell them about this Landscape Watering by the Numbers publication. If they get their hands on that, or go online to wateruseitwisely.com, that will help them figure out how to water, how long to water, how deep to water, and how often to water.
And you can get that online. A&P probably has it. Treeland probably has it.
Those nurseries will both have it, or you can go online. If you don't want to print something out, save a little paper, you can get it right online.
We appreciate the call. And, Margaret, you can tune in next week. We're going into 2018. It'll be our first broadcast of the year. And we've changed a little bit how we've laid out our topics for the year. And the first Saturday of the month, we have the Farm Bureau will be in, and we'll be talking about different things that are in harvest at that time. And January is citrus. We're actually going to have a citrus grower from the Waddell area in studio talking about everything you need to know about citrus, start to finish. And that's not you can peaches. You don't really can citrus. So we'll talk about different ways you can preserve, because I don't know, when you get a good producing lemon tree, you can't keep up.
You can squeeze the juice and freeze it, however. There are some things you can do. But, usually lemons particularly are heavy producers, and you're a little bit limited on what you can do with a lemon. But the rest of the citrus fruits are pretty darn easy to give away or use yourself. But I've had great luck taking juice and putting it into Ziploc bags and just freezing it in the bottom of the freezer. Works great.
Open Line Hour up next, 1-888-767-4348 to join the conversation. Mr. Jay Harper, the Farm Choice, thank you as always for your time this morning. Happy New Year.